So I figured I'd try something a little different, and instead of typing out a big long post, I'm gonna read one that I've posted before, and my dog's gonna whine in the background while I do it, apparently. But I thought it'd give you more of a feel for who I am and maybe help me find someone that I click with better. So, forgive me while I click away at my phone to find a post I'm gonna read. I guess one of my more popular ones, which is something that I typed out a while back, and I feel like it really captures some good points. So I tweak it every now and then because things change, and I don't want to just put the same thing without editing and updating about my life and what's going on, because I don't want to talk about my plants if I'm not gardening still or something like that. So I'm 24. I'll be 25 next month. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about being halfway through my 20s. I feel like I'm not ready to be here yet. Like, where did the time go? It's not even that old, but it's just weird, I guess. Let's see. About me, I am very pale. I have blue eyes. My hair right now is red. I wear glasses. I'm gonna link a picture, but I'm pretty average. More of a plain Jane, I guess. I have no idea why my dog is whining. Maybe she hates my voice. I don't know. I'm a nurse. I'm currently about 2 years in, a little over 2 years now. By like a month, I don't know. And I'm kind of at a point where I'm thinking maybe this isn't for me. I love what I do, but I am so tired of the rude patients and the physical and verbal abuse by patients and just getting fucked over. Like, I hate my life most days when I come home from work, and it's just, is it really worth it anymore? Let's see. I'm really not reading this. I'm just hitting points and kind of expanding on them. But, I mean, maybe something will click with you and you'll want to talk to me. I have two dogs. The whining one right now, well, not right now, but the one that's been whining, her name is Ahsoka. She's a Belgian Mal. She is 2.5 years old, and she is such an annoying dog. She's actually my roommate's. And she loves attention and she loves playing, but she never tires of it, and she's always bugging you or whining or wanting something. She has to be busy, so it's hard to veg out. My dog, and they're both in my post history along with some other things, so be careful, I guess. My dog is a little white and black one. She's a heeler mix. She does like attention, like to the point where she'll jump in your lap and nose your phone out of your hand. But she's pretty quiet. She's pretty sweet. I love her to death. She's my baby. I started gardening last year. I gardened again this year. Guys, you quit. And my dogs are just gonna ruin this whole thing if I'm not ruining it. I gardened again this year and it was going really well. I had a lot of things growing, and then I kind of hit this depression spell, and I couldn't take care of myself, so I couldn't take care. I took care of my dogs, but I wasn't taking care of my plants. And a lot of them died, which is sad. And my gladiolas got mowed down by the people that do the lawn. So I'm sad about that, but hopefully they'll come back next year. And right now I think the only thing that I still have growing is an aloe plant, which they thrive from neglect, so of course it's gonna be alive. And I have a hibiscus on my front porch. So a lot of people always ask me about that and ask me what I'm growing. And it's one of the things I hate explaining, so I guess it's easier doing it when I'm talking. Because I hate talking about how I got so depressed that I couldn't take care of my plants. But here I am, talking about it, telling all of you people. I play Xbox. I haven't been playing very much recently, but I play Elder Scrolls Online, a little bit of Black Ops 4, but I'm terrible at it. I've been playing Stardew Valley a lot lately. I used to play Kingdom Hearts 3. I never finished it. Soka, quit. I'm getting to that point where I'm just not as interested in video games. I do play. I'm a social gamer. I just don't have anyone that I really get on and play with anymore. So if you play Xbox, that'd be cool. Maybe we could play something. Maybe you can show me how much I suck in Black Ops 4. I guess I'll just leave it off there. I'm really looking for someone that I can click with and that I don't have to hide from. Someone who can take me when I'm on my highs and my lows. A friend. Someone to distract me from my day-to-day bullshit. And who understands that sometimes I'm gonna be busy. I work 12-hour shifts and then I sleep, and I just really want to find my person.